And welcome back to the Erhogs on the Air pregame show here in a very classy drawing room with the only Ford C. Frick Award winner we've ever had on the Erhogs radio pregame show. It's Denny Matthews, voice of the Kansas City Royals. Denny, how about this? I can't believe I'm sitting in a drawing room with a legend like yourself right now.
It's a pretty fancy recording studio, isn't it?
Well, you know, we go all out here at the Erhogs radio pregame show. I appreciate that. Well, we're here at the Crowntown Wiffle Weekend, just outside. You were announcing a celebrity wiffle ball game highlighted by George Brett. Gotta ask, does your style change at all with the ball having holes in it like that?
Yeah, it really does. It's hard to fathom. There's two different kinds of wiffle balls. Did you know that?
Oh, I know a lot about wiffle balls.
You're a wiffle ball veteran, so you know what I'm talking about. These are harder to throw, harder to control.
Sure.
So, but those are the true wiffle balls. The other ball is called fun ball.
Huh.
But it's the same concept, and I think most of us used those as kids. Let's hope we did, because it was a lot of fun growing up and playing wiffle ball. Wherever you had the park and wherever you had the nice fence, and you could kind of be creative about your own little wiffle ball field.
Well, Denny, sportscaster to sportscaster here, I'd like to think they're all fun balls, aren't they?
Well, I agree with that. That's well put. But the wiffle ball, I think, is patented. That's the one with holes just on one side. And as I said, easier to throw the fun ball than the true wiffle ball, but the wiffle ball and the fun ball both live.
This is Denny Matthews right here discussing balls on the Erhogs on the Air pregame show. Denny, the Royals have the Minnesota Twins right now. The T-Bones have us, the Texas Erhogs, powered by Beijing Shogun Eagles out in the Legends area. We have 25 to 30 members of Team China on our active roster this year as part of an exciting partnership with the Chinese National Baseball Team. Do you know anything about the growth of the game in China?
Zero, to be quite honest about it.
But now you're talking to me, so you're on the inside.
There you go. Yeah, well, I'm sure diversity, and maybe you heard Dayton Moore's little speech after the luncheon, and he was talking about diversity, and of course that's become very prevalent in all forms of baseball. Professional now, we're getting all kinds of diversity, Far East and, of course, Latin America, even down into South America.
Well, absolutely. I think that's a major theme of the game today, and we're happy to be part of this with the Beijing Shogun Eagles. You know, I'm a sportscaster myself. I'm just a few years into my career. You've been doing it for so long. I got to ask you on a personal level, what's been the key to your longevity?
I think I'm starting to get the hang of it.
Sure. Well, it's only taken, 49 years?
50.
50
yeah,
years.
That's all. But, no, it's... I had no idea when I was growing up. Uh-huh. When I got into college, I played football and baseball in college. Sportscasting never entered my mind. But after my sophomore year of football in college, I had a chance to do some basketball in the local radio station.
Right.
That's really where it started.
Wow. And, you know, the Royals have had success this decade, the World Series championship. Now you guys are going through kind of a rebuilding stage. We were just outside at a luncheon, which you alluded to, Dayton Moore, the GM, talking about the rebuilding phase. What's been your take on what the team is doing, and do you see them as still being competitive during this early stages of the rebuilding process?
Yeah, it's difficult to, as you say, be competitive, but you hope to be, and in many games you are, but in many games you're overmatched a little bit, and that's all a part of the rebuilding process. The Royals went through it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of teams are going through it right now. It's just the way that the game of baseball is structured now, and you're going to have to accept the fact that with free agency, the richest teams are going to have most of the free agents. Sometimes those work out, sometimes they don't. But the best you can have is a productive, efficient farm system. If you've got that, the free agents, you can kind of pick and choose. If you have a hole in your team that can't be filled by a player coming up through the minor leagues, then go free agency. But that's the biggest reason why we're seeing what we see now. There's some pretty good teams in the big, no great teams in the major leagues right now.
Right.
Some good teams, maybe five or six.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of teams that are very average.
Yeah.
And then you have five, six, seven teams that, let's be honest, they really aren't very good.
Sure.
They are the ones that are rebuilding.
Well, and you talk about productive and efficient. One guy who was very productive and efficient out there on that wiffle ball field was George Brett. He had a couple of home runs. You had a chance to talk with him at the luncheon, did a great Q&A with him. Were you expecting him to come out and hit two home runs like that in the wiffle ball game?
Didn't surprise me one bit.
Well, you've seen him hit many home runs over the years, right?
Never saw him hit a wiffle ball home run, but now I've seen everything.
50 years into your career, still seeing new stuff. This is Denny Matthews, Ford C. Frick Award winner, absolute legend. Thanks so much for being with us on the Erhogs and the Air pregame show, and Hey, I know you got to get to work, so good luck tonight.
Work? Oh, that's right, I do. I got to go home, take a shower, and go to the game.
Danny Matthews, ladies and gentlemen, thanks again. Wow.